Now to a particular form of communication, deal making. In Silicon Valley, there's a small restaurant where big deals are made. It's called Bucks. Over pancakes and coffee, perhaps, as some of the most famous internet companies hammered out their first funding deals there. John McChesney visited the restaurant and sent this report.
When you pull up in front of Bucks, in the rural but very rich village of Woodside, there's nothing to suggest that this is one of the most important business venues in the country. A small white sign on an unassuming one-story redwood building is all that announces the place. But inside, the story's different. The place is packed on a Thursday morning, and many tables bristle with laptops and iPhones. That's appropriate, says owner Jameis McNiven, because Bucks was one of the first public Wi-Fi hotspots in the nation.
Thursday is sort of a peak day. Partners' meetings are on Monday, and Friday everybody takes a three-day weekend, so...
Gordon Haight and his sometime business partner Danny Ascindi are meeting over breakfast. Haight casts a seasoned eye over the room.
Like on this table over here, you have two guys on their Blackberries. I know this table over here, the guy on the right is selling, the guy on the left is buying. I know people in the other room are doing a pitch right now. This is an investor, and I need to take the call. Excuse me.
People are lined up for seats, and the place is humming with conversations. McNiven is pleased.
It's after 9, and we're still full, which is good for us. A year ago, it started to really drop off. We did see a lot of people running for cover, but everybody seems to be back.
Some people see Bucks as an informal barometer of business, a meeting place for money and innovation on the bleeding edge of the economy. Dave Cogleiser, a venture capitalist who invests in clean technology, has been coming here for years. He says a year ago, a lot of fear was holding back investments.
But for the last 6 months or so, we see a lot more activity, see a lot of great business plans, and see a lot more promise for the future and the overall markets.
Opened in 1991, Bucks' rise as a deal-making diner coincided with the rise of the internet in the 1990s. And according to McNiven, his restaurant has some serious bragging rights.
Hotmail was founded right here. Netscape had their early meetings in the back room. Tesla was founded here. PayPal got funded here.
Stanford students Jerry Yang and David Filo pitched Yahoo here in 1994. McNiven chortles as he recalls the hapless venture capitalist who turned them down.
You guys ready to order?
I'll do the Woodsider omelet, please.
On its surface, Bucks seems an unlikely venue for serious business. The dress code is dressed down. A suit and a tie stand out here like a sore thumb. And the place is a riot of color, incited by an eclectic collection of, well, stuff hanging on the walls and from the ceiling.
Up here we have a chair used to train Ham the chimpanzee to go into outer space. And we have a Soviet spacesuit up there. I went to Russia to get that.
Also, a huge blimp. Several stuffed fish, a Statue of Liberty with an ice cream sundae for a torch, and on one wall, a gigantic painting of Roy Rogers on Trigger, rearing up. And then there's McNiven himself, decked out in custom-made screamingly loud shirts, irreverently seating his customers.
Gentlemen, can I get you a table? Here, well... Great. Sit down, shut up, and order the most expensive thing on the menu.
Oh, I can do that.
Right. I'd like a nice fillet. The last fillets have been so bad, I'd like one that was edible this time. Oh, can you get me one that's edible?
We'll go open a can now.
McNiven's talents aside, it doesn't hurt that Bucks is only a few miles from Stanford University and the nation's biggest aggregation of venture capital firms on nearby Sand Hill Road. And then there's Woodside itself, horsey home to dozens of Silicon Valley gazillionaires. So how does McNiven know that things are looking up?
I noticed that one of my waitresses is driving a Bentley. I think that's a sign of good times.
Is that a fact? Not really, he says.
Yeah.
For NPR News, I'm John McChesney.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
I have a question.
Pancake? You get one. Make it a good one.
Pancakes or French toast?
Ooh, French toast. I like the raisin bread.